Paychecks appear to be going out to TSA workers now that the president signed an executive order, but local union leaders at Philadelphia International Airport say it may not have an immediate impact on long security lines. Local TSA union president LaShonda Palmer told our news partner 6ABC lots of officers were forced to take other jobs to make ends meet, and some may not be able to immediately return to the airport.
Everybody's not going to be able to come back in because this paycheck may not be everything that they need to get back to even ground because of the negative accounts.
While airport officials hope for better staffing levels at security lines, they recommend passengers get to the airport 2.5 hours before domestic flights and 3.5 hours before international flights. The Delaware River Bridge connecting Burlington and Bucks counties will get a much-needed facelift after a $600 million federal grant from the Department of Transportation. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
In a joint statement, U.S. Pennsylvania Senators John Fetterman and Dave McCormick said the funds will advance the PA Turnpike I-95 interchange program. The pair called it one of the most consequential infrastructure commitments in Pennsylvania's history. No exact timeline for construction has been given, but the preliminary design phase is expected to last through next year. Nearly 67,000 people drive across the bridge daily. In 2017, a fracture in one of the bridge's support trusses closed it for more than 6 weeks. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Mostly sunny skies on this Monday afternoon. Temperatures are comfortably warm out there. Right now, 68 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. A bit breezy as well. Atlantic City, a bit cooler, 61 there along the water. Cape May at 56 and Rehoboth Beach at 59. For the rest of the day in Philadelphia, we might get up to 70. And as we make our way into the latter part of the afternoon, some clouds roll in. Overnight, temperatures get down into the 50s.